Hey, I'm Michelle. Stuck in rigidity. Flexible mind versus rigid mind. For most of my life, when I have gotten upset, overwhelmed, or struggled in one way or another emotionally, I became more rigid about things. For example, the cleanliness or lack thereof of my house becomes a really big deal all of a sudden. It must be cleaned now. My expectations of the kids, such as them following through with their chores, and then my partner become rigid and flex and inflexible. Why hasn't he taken out the trash? For a long time, I never realized this was happening. In a hand-in-hand parenting course, I learned that when my child is stuck in rigidity, i.e., all of a sudden they're fixated on having the right plate, the right socks, or can't accept no, it's a good indication that their emotional backpack is full. Their upset or rigidity isn't about the plate. When they feel connected and their emotional backpack is light, they're more flexible about the plate they get, the outfit they wear, and so on. They're not carrying around extra emotional baggage so they can be flexible and go with the flow more easily and more easily let stuff roll off their back. This was eye-opening. I knew immediately the same was true for me. Or eventually I figured it out. I can walk past toys left out for days without any issue, but suddenly I can feel enraged by the sight of toys scattered everywhere, a cluttered house, and a sink filled with dishes. My internal dialogue is harsh. No one ever helps me around here. I have to do everything. Our house is always a mess and always will be. Without this awareness, I used to express my frustrations to my kids or partner. With this awareness, I can pause and notice my irritation about the toys has escalated to a level 10, even though yesterday it didn't seem to bother me at all. And ask myself, what's up? Then I start to consider my emotional backpack, i.e., stress level. What's changed? Where is the rigidity coming from? Oh, yeah, I didn't get any sleep last night because I was worried about a presentation that's tomorrow, or I just found out my child needs testing for their struggles at school, etc. With more clarity and space, I can pause and do Tara Brach's RAIN practice. R, recognize. What emotions are you feeling right now? A, allow. Can I accept these emotions and let them be there? Make space for them, invite them to the party? I, investigate. Where do I feel this emotion in my body? Check in with your shoulders, throat, and stomach. N, needs. What do I need that might help me with this emotion? What would I say to a friend feeling this way? Or what do I need for this fear or uneasiness? I'd like to tell my partner because he's very supportive. He'll listen and give me a hug and tell me I'll do great tomorrow. It won't take away my fear and uncertainty, but it will provide me some comfort and closeness. I might even then be able to ask him and the kids for help cleaning up a little because I know that will bring my stress level down too and make me feel better. We can have the best tools with the best of intentions of using them, but sometimes our reactive patterns are so fast, it's hard to have enough space to even notice we are in a reactive pattern. Noticing rigidity feels accessible. Then asking the quick question, what's the rigidity about? This has the potential to slow everything down and help us break free from the rigid reactive pattern and create enough space for something new to happen that will hopefully allow us to better meet our needs. Quick win. Practice RAIN. Recognize what emotions are you feeling right now? Accept. Can I accept these emotions? Let them be there. Make space for them. Invite them to the party. Investigate. Where do I feel this emotion in my body? Check in with your shoulders, throat, or stomach. Need. What do I need that might help me with this emotion? What would I say to a friend feeling this way? Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now. Be well.